The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is once again a distinct honor and privilege to welcome to the program someone who has become a very, very dear friend of mine personally, but also this program, Dr. Kerry Gerges of Back Pain Relief Ohio. Dr. Gerges, again, welcome to Bob Burney Live.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
You know, every day, Dr. Gerges, I try to tell my listeners about the incredible things that are happening in your office. One of the great delights for me right now is coming in every morning, getting acquainted with your patients and hearing, I mean, unbelievable stories of how they have been helped. They've been set free from pain, surgery canceled, and so forth. But I would like to get a little more personal today. Is that all right?
Yes, absolutely.
I know that you and your wife, Sally, were involved many years in Teen Challenge. And I'm just curious as to how God led you from full-time ministry to chiropractic care. What was it that God did to cause such a huge course change in your life?
Well, obviously, we were in full-time ministry with the Teen Challenge, which is, for those who don't know what Teen Challenge is, it's a ministry for people who have been into drug addiction, alcoholism. And yeah, this was a ministry that started back years ago by Reverend David Wilkerson. And he wrote the Crescent Switchblade.
Right.
And that was a treatment facility that people stayed in for usually 6 months or a year. Our program was about a year. Mm-hmm. And we worked in the ministry for the women. We did that in 10 years in New York with the Walter Hoving Home, which is the original girls' home. And then when we moved to Ohio, I was planning to do a totally different change because we started adoption, and we had, of course, we had to move closer to family, and it became something that we needed to move to Ohio, where Sally is from, so we need grandparents and so on. So yeah, we moved to Ohio with the idea that to do a totally different career. But the Lord opened the door. We had to, the opening was available for the Teen Challenge ministry here in Columbus, Ohio. And the board of directors asked us if we would fill in the gap to fill in as the directors. And we became the directors for 10 years here in Ohio. Then at one point, our family grew. We adopted a few more kids, and it became a little bit more hectic for us to maintain the demands of the ministry and along having to really pay attention to the responsibility with our children. Mm-hmm. And we felt we needed to make a move. And we felt the Lord. It really took me about 2 years to succumb to the idea that I felt the Lord is putting on my heart, and that we needed to move on to pay attention to our family because that's our first responsibility.
Right.
And the demand of the ministry was tremendous. So we decided what the decision was. I had in the past, which I didn't know, and had a car accident. We were rear-ended, and we got hit from a rear with a drunk driver. Mm. And that started a cascade of problems with me for back pain. And eventually, it got to a point where for 6 years where I really was nearly crippled, literally. Sally would roll me to the edge of the bed.
Wow.
And I would dang on my knees and push with my hands to get up because I couldn't even straighten up from the bed to sit up straight.
Wow.
From the pain. And I've tried both ibuprofen, painkillers, muscle relaxants, and physical therapy. And that went on for 6 years until I was diagnosed by the Mayo Clinic that I had a severe case of fibromyalgia that really was difficult to manage. And there was no need, couldn't do any surgery because my entire spine was in trouble. And chiropractic care was presented to me after, because we didn't know what to do, and that changed my life. And all of a sudden, it removed the you'd never get rid of fibromyalgia entirely, but my life became manageable, and I restored my health again through chiropractic care. And then what happened then at the end of a period of time when we wanted to move on from Teen Challenge, that question came, so what do I do to move on to what kind of a job do I take after Teen Challenge Ministry when we wanted to set up time for our family? Sally was asking me the question. She said, what would you do? I said, you know what, I would love to be a doctor like I always wanted to be from childhood. I want to be a doctor. And she said, why not? Why don't you? I said, you know, because I have had pre-med in the past, and I've had my RN in the past, and I did that for hospitals. I worked in hospitals for 8.5 years before Teen Challenge. And so I had that. I said, if I can go back and get, if they would accept my credits from before, I may consider it. And which part would you consider? And I said, well, either, obviously the option was either medical or chiropractic. And I said, you know, I want to be one of those chiropractors that helped me get out of my problem, that pain that I had for 6 years. If I can be one of those guys, that would be awesome opportunity. The struggle was, do I quit full-time ministry and go to a secular job? Yeah. And that was the biggest struggle that I had. It took me about 2 years to resolve.
And how old were you when you were going through this?
About, I was 40 years old.
My goodness. Now, most people when they're 40 years old do not choose to go back or to go into medicine. That's just so unusual. But this was very personal to you, wasn't it?
It was. I knew that I wanted to do this. But I really wasn't sure that it is the thing. And I really had guilt feelings. And the reason it took me 2 years to design, because how do you justify walking away from a full-time ministry where you feel the Lord had put you in after 20 years of serving in that ministry? Then how do you go to a secular job? And it took the Lord to hit me with a 2x4 and get me straightened out. He said, what made you think that become a doctor is not a ministry?
Yeah. Wow.
See? And it, why wouldn't that Jesus actually, when he was on earth, he was doing a doctor job. He was healing.
That is true.
And realized, I said, whoa, you know, it's like the light came on. He said, what makes you think that this is a secular job? It is just as much a ministry to touch people's infirmities, help them get through the difficulties that we have from this cursed earth. Yeah. And we have those sicknesses that everybody suffer from, but God gives a way of escape from those conditions that we face, and maybe God would use me in this area. So I really feel that the Lord had put me in that, and I said, wow, I'm going to be an instrument. Because he's the one that does the healing. It's not chiropractic. Yeah. It's not medicine. It's not the person. It's the source of the healing comes from God.
Yeah.
What the method that he uses is who we submit ourselves to be, and God uses us in those capacities. But he is the one that does the healing.
Well,
that's what convinced me then to go ahead and change directions.
Well, folks, that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why I want you to check out backpainreliefohio.com. That's the website of Dr. Kerry Gerges, backpainreliefohio.com. If you would like to call and ask questions, 614-890-3500. 614-890-3500. Dr. Gerges, I mean this seriously. When I come to your office, it's like coming to church. It is like a worship experience. God. It really is. And I have seen how you minister daily to people with their physical needs, but also their spiritual needs. Folks, check it out. Don't go on in pain. BackPainReliefOhio.com is the website, or call 614-890-3500. Dr. Gerges, again, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my heart is just sick. It is. It's no secret. My interview with Dr. Gerges was pre-recorded that you just listened to. And I hope you heard it. I hope you listened to it. I hope you'll be one of the hundreds and hundreds of people that have been genuinely helped by Dr. Carrie Gerges. It's an amazing thing. I've been going every morning, and the office just continues to get more and more and more busy, which is a wonderful thing. But while that was playing, I had my computer on and Facebook up. I was checking it. And right now there is a press conference in Portland, Oregon, concerning 53 straight days of riots. Not protests, riots. 53 straight days. Last night, they broke into the Portland Police Union office and set it on fire. They damaged several buildings. All told, there has been multiple millions of dollars of damage in Portland, Oregon. Think about this. People have not been able to go into the downtown of their own city for 53 days. Hadn't been safe. In Seattle last night, enormous amount of damage, 12 police officers injured last night alone in Seattle. 12 police officers injured. One required hospitalization. All right. So right now, as we speak, there is a press conference in Portland, Oregon. The head of the police union, the building of which was broken into last night and set on fire, began the press conference by saying, hey, this is enough. We're sick and tired. This isn't about George Floyd. This is rioting. This has got to stop. We expect it to stop now. And we're going to have several speakers. Okay, that's good. But then the next speaker was a pastor. And I thought, well, this is going to be interesting to see what this pastor said. And my heart just sank. I have said to you over and over and over again, worldview, worldview, worldview. Are men and women inherently good and created in the image of God? Or has that image been marred through the fall in the garden? And are we a fallen race with a sinful nature? Your worldview will determine how you view everything. Well, the pastor stepped up to the podium and introduced himself and said, I'm pastor of such and such a church. And he said, I just want to speak to all of the demonstrators and so forth. And this is not verbatim, please. It is not verbatim, but he basically said, we feel your pain. We understand why you're angry. We've had 400 years of oppression as black people, and, you know, we understand your pain, your suffering. We get it. We understand. And he basically said, we understand why you're burning buildings and hurting people and injuring people. It's not right. You know, we don't like it, but we understand why you're doing it. And you know what? We just need to sit down and talk. That's all we need to do. We just need to sit down and talk because we understand your motives are good. I thought, are you serious? Now, if you've been following the news in an objective manner, the rioters now, in fact, many of the Black Lives Matter rioters are white. Check it out. Check out the videos. There is some shocking video of Seattle last night. A Fox News reporter got some video of rioters trying to break the window of an Amazon Go store. And they were carrying Black Lives Matter signs and so forth. But the overwhelming majority of them were white. They weren't even black. These are Marxists, socialists, anarchists. They, listen, what's going on in Seattle and in Portland is not about equal rights anymore, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with George Floyd. These are Marxists, socialists, revolutionary anarchists from Antifa and the most radical aspects of Black Lives Matter. This is evil. This is pure, unadulterated evil. But I've said this so often through the years. If your worldview is a secular humanist worldview, even if you have a terrorist who has a suicide bomb strapped around their waist, determined to kill as many innocent people as they can, the secular humanist worldview says, well, that is really just a good person who just is misunderstood. And if we could just sit down and have coffee together, we could reason with them. Now, many of the protesters are very sincere in wanting equality and inequalities dealt with and so forth. But that's not what's going on in Portland or Seattle or in Chicago. Those days are long gone. These are violent, radical, far left wing anarchists who have one desire: overthrow our government. The way to deal with these people is not to go to Starbucks and have coffee with them. And I was so sad that a pastor was so deluded and so deceived. And I fear that with this approach, the rioting is going to continue another 53 days.